Veronica in Taylor, South Carolina on 1300 AM. You're up next. Hello, Veronica.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to, I need some information about purgatory.
Okay.
I am a cradle Catholic, but I was raised in the South. Didn't get a lot of teaching about it. I've, over the years, heard different, you know, paraphrasing of what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the Catholic Catechism,
uh-huh.
and I've been reviewing this. This is because my mother passed last week, and
sorry
we
to
had
that,
her
Veronica.
Funeral today.
Our condolences.
We had her funeral. Oh, thank you, sir. We had her funeral today. She was given her last rites last week.
Mm-hmm.
But then the father told us that mother didn't believe in purgatory, and I found this strange, being that she grew up in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was during the war. But, you know, they were very Catholic and very strict. So I've been praying every day. I'm in the 9-day novena, and I've been praying for all the souls in purgatory and the rosary. But I wanted to know, how long do you pray for deceased members of our, you know, of our faith? And also,
sure.
I mean, is it something we should pray every day as Catholics for?
It's okay. The church doesn't have a teaching on this, and it leaves it up to individuals to discern based on their own knowledge of the situation and their own personal spirituality. One of the things, and you might want to get a copy. Again, you can find it online. It's very easy to find. Pope Benedict's encyclical Spe Salvi. That's S-P-E, new word, S-A-L-V-I. He has a very interesting section on purgatory in it. It's an encyclical on Christian hope. And in the section on purgatory, he talks about praying for our loved ones. And one of the points he makes is that purgatory supersedes the ordinary calculation of time. And so it's never too late to pray for a family member. So you don't need to worry about if my relative is already in heaven or something, should I be praying for them? You're always welcome to pray for them. On the other hand, don't feel compelled, like you need to pray for them, because if they're in purgatory, they're going to heaven, and it's a good thing to pray for them. It's a praiseworthy thing to pray for them. You want to pray for them as one of their loved ones, but you don't want to get scrupulous about it and feel like you're being compelled to do something continually, you know, ongoing every day forever. That would be something that that is not part of your Christian obligation. And so pray for them, pray for your mother, have Mass said for your mother. We'll pray for her and for your family and for all people in similar situations here.
Amen.
Just relax and trust God and pray, but don't scruple about it.
Veronica, thanks so much for the call, and our condolences once again and our prayers for your mother.